In 1942, Bardi man Charles Dantoin was working in Broome, cleaning and refuelling the seaplanes that were moored in Roebuck Bay. He was on one when the air raid began and the world around him turned to fire and fear. He leapt into the water, and within minutes the plane he was on exploded. As Charlie desperately swam to shore, he rescued a Dutch woman and her child treading water. The bravery of Charles Dantoin has been remembered by his niece, Edie Wright, who's written a children's book called Charlie's Swim. The air raid story is gently told for children, and it's got marvellous illustrations by Charmaine Leddon Lewis. It's published by Mugabulla Books to time in with the 80th anniversary of the tragedy this Thursday on March the 3rd. Hello, Edie.
Good morning, Vanessa.
Tell me about your Uncle Charles. What sort of man he was?
Uncle Charlie was a quiet, humble man who was in the shadow of my father, who was younger. And Uncle Charlie had a slight speech impediment. And, of course, my father, who was probably the stronger of the two, who was more the leader, sort of proceeded to get Uncle Charlie into quite a lot of childhood mischief in Chinatown where they grew up. But when you strip all that away, Uncle Charlie was a beautiful, humble soul. And as I said in the acknowledgement, he gave so much and took so little.
What did he say about that day in 1942?
Well, I'm going on what he told my father, but I get the sense Uncle Charlie just brushed it off as something that anyone would do. But for him, I remember him telling my father that the thing that he feared the most wasn't so much the bullets, it was the shark in the water. The sharks in the water was what was going more through his mind on that particular day. And, you know, when he reached shore, Dad said, he sort of had time to catch his breath and sort of take in the carnage around him.
Yes, I imagine that in the heat of the moment, literally, you're just on survival mode and reaching shore. And I imagine just looking out across the bay at the fire and the terror that had erupted, that might be the moment where suddenly you realise the gravity and the significance that you've made it to shore. Maybe now you still need to fight to survive. You don't know what's coming next.
That's right. That's right. And I guess you just kick in and you just do what has to be done, Vanessa, yeah.
It must have been a difficult story to strike the right tone and get the right amount of information, given that this book, Charlie's Swim, is for children. How did you approach that, Edie?
I'd heard the story growing up a lot from my father, and also I'd sort of picked up bits and pieces through his sisters and my other uncles and aunts. And it always sat with me that this would be a lovely kids' book to write. That thought always sat with me. And I thought, you know what, I'm going to actually sit down and do something. Because the last thing I wanted was someone coming along in future and seeing it as a kid's book and writing it that wasn't part of the journey, wasn't part of family, wasn't Aboriginal. So, you know, it was important to me that I just do it. But I think also, Vanessa, it's not so much, like, it was always about a legacy for the family, but it's, the book, when I think about it more, its excitement is more in children learning about Charlie's story and about Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander, First Nations men and women who fought for their country and did what had to be done. So to me, that's where the excitement is, Vanessa.
I'm speaking to Edith Wright, Edie Wright, on ABC Radio, and she's just had published by Mugabulla Books a book called Charlie's Swim, which is in honour of her uncle, Charles Dantoin, who was on board a float plane on March the 3rd, 1942, when the air raid began. And as he swam to shore, he came across a Dutch woman and her child and saved them, carried them through the water back to shore. Edie, the illustrations by Charmaine Leden Lewis are just gorgeous. They capture the vivid colours and the beautiful views around Broome, but also the drama of the moment, the fight for survival. What was it like working with an illustrator, trying to balance your words with their pictures? Tell me about that process.
Initially I wanted someone who, I was talking to Rachel Binsala and about a illustrator who could capture, do exactly what you said, capture the Broome colours, capture the war, you know, capture all those, you know, turn into illustrations, sort of all the things that was going on at the time. And we felt that Charmaine had had the ability and the vision to do that. And it was difficult because I actually never spoke directly to Charmaine because I spoke through Margaret, the other illustrator, and the other editor for Mugabulla Books. And because Charmaine was in lockdown too, and Charmaine was doing remote learning in New South Wales in the Blue Mountains. And, of course, I was across the border in Victoria doing exactly the same, lockdown and remote learning for three children. So we barely, and I think I speak on behalf of Charmaine, we barely had time to really connect. Of course, we couldn't travel. And Margaret Wiskin would send me an email saying, have you got a photo of this? Have you got a photo of that? And I'd you know, dig around and send it to Margaret. And Margaret would forward it on to Charmaine. And Charmaine had photos and images through her iPhone. So it must have been difficult for Charmaine with having to do remote learning and then trying to get the illustrations done on time.
Well, I think she's nailed it beautifully. They really do enhance the story and bring so much more to the book as well. So a wonderful, if not unusual, remote collaboration, Edie. I think you can be pretty chuffed with it. Now, Charlie was awarded a bravery medal by the Dutch. How much Australian recognition did he get?
That's an interesting point. I don't know of any formal or an official recognition from the Australian government, but one of his medals was a joint one and between the Netherlands and the Australian RAAF, I think it is. So there was a joint one, but in terms of acknowledgement through the Australian government or the WA government, I don't know that that was formally and officially done. And I know that my father, and I know Auntie Peggy too, is still alive in one other point, were really, really quite angry that there was the Dutch government straight away acknowledged him. So it took so long for Australia to recognise him.
Edie, lovely to speak with you about your new book. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Vanessa. Thank you.
Edith Wright. She's the niece of Charles Dantoine, and writing in honour of her Uncle Charlie and his family and the extended family, Charlie Swim, published by Mugabulla Books.